welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two. We have, by the way, you need to know this. We have 4 hours every Saturday. 4 hours. 2 hours right here on KTTH, 770 AM. Start at 8 o'clock, go till 10. Then from 10 to 12, we're on another station. We're not going to promote the other station specifically, but you can find us if you go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push the podcast button at the top of the page. And it will show you where we are for all 4 hours every Saturday morning from 8 to noon. Okay? Easy to do. lmclinic.com. Push the podcast button and boom, you can find us for all 4 hours. Okay. Let us just start right off by going and taking another call. She's been waiting a while from Edmonds. Mariana. Mariana, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. Welcome to you too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Doctor, I have a question. I really enjoy very much to hear you Saturdays. And, of course, I decided to have a test done last week. And I am one of those people that I think I'm doing always the right thing. I'm eating properly. I'm not overweight. I am quite active. And I was very surprised also with the results. Because I was told that my PTH was elevated, and that worried me, and I would like to know more about it. And also my creatine was low, so I have things going high, things going low, and my calcium serum was 10.7, that they say is not very good either, and my bilirubin was 1.5, which is also high. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I know I'm getting older and older.
That's what you're doing wrong, dear. So,
wrong? I don't know. I am very active, and I enjoy life at the fullest.
Uh-huh.
And this is like, well, why am I having all these things? So I better go to the doctor.
Because you are a woman of some mature years. That's the problem. There are changes that normally happen in healthy people as we get older. And that is what our clinic is all about, is to treat the normal but undesired changes of aging. You know, we don't accept what's normal as you're getting older. We don't want you to be a normal older person. I want you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier than other people your age. In fact, I want you better than people 20 and 30 years younger than you are. That's our goal. And so the things you're describing are things that usually and normally happen as you get old. That's just all there is to it. That's why this clinic exists. Okay? We don't accept that. I don't want normal. I want the best it's humanly possible to be. But that takes more than exercise and diet. That takes medical intervention to alter the way your body is functioning so that it functions as well as it did decades ago. That's why we exist.
So I do have a doctor appointment, Dr. Bessel, I saw her, she's wonderful. And I have an appointment for checking my PTH this Tuesday. So can you give me just a quick how serious this can be and how, you know, how can, what are my next steps?
Well, again, I don't have all of your labs in front of me, you know, or your full medical history. So I'm not in a position as the guy on the radio to give specific advice about a, you know, how we're going to intervene. That's why you have the doctor appointment. The doctor is going to spend an hour going over all of your labs and your personal history and putting together a program to, you know, to make you as good as we can possibly make you. That's the whole purpose for that Tuesday meeting.
So I guess we just have to wait till Tuesday.
That's right. So you know, keep the appointment. They will take a quick look, or actually not a quick look, they'll take an in-depth look. And hopefully when you call us back in a few months, you'll be saying, wow, I thought I was doing good. Now I'm doing much better. Because that's our goal.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, doctor. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mariana. Nice of you to call. All right, that opens up a line. If you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, now is a perfect time for you to call. 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Right now, let's go to Maria in Seattle. And Maria, I am happy to tell you, I understand you have a question about leg pain. And I'm also happy to say I've got Dr. Dan Nelson on the line. I tracked him down, or he was listening, one of the two. Dr. Nelson, are you there as well?
I certainly am, Pete. Good morning.
Hey, great. Maria, are you there? Maria, are you there? Maria, are you there?
Maria, I once knew a girl named Maria.
Maria, are you there? Oh, I hate to miss this. She was there. Well, I guess, Maria, if we lost you, if you'd like to call back in, now I've got Dr. Dan Nelson. I'm trying to figure out what to ask you. All I know, Dan, is that I've got, I had my MRI at your office yesterday. Or no, excuse me, Thursday. And, on my right knee. And, I mentioned this a week or so ago here on the radio. And, you are going to do your magic on my right knee because it's got some serious problems. So if the MRI was Thursday, you should be getting a copy of that pretty soon, right?
Should be. I wasn't in the office yesterday, Pete, so I claim ignorance. I have not.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, no, that's all right. But, and I've got Maria back on the line.
Oh, you do?
Here.
Good.
So, Maria, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, okay. Good. Hi. Maria, welcome.
So is Dr. Nelson.
We've got Dr. Dan Nelson.
Tell him your problem.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Well, I think I've been misdiagnosed. Somebody told me I had sciatica for the last few years, and I think because I don't have any pain down the back of my leg, I think it's something else. I think it might be something I've heard about called neuralgia parasthenica. It's only on the outer side of my thigh down to my knee, and it burns, and it's worse than standing and sometimes walking.
Yeah. Well, it very much sounds like neuralgia parasthenica, which is the fancy Latin term for exactly that. And what's happened is you've got entrapment of what we call the lateral femoral cutaneous nerve, and that's kind of part of the bigger sciatic nerve complex. So it's not real common, but we see it probably, you know, 3 or 4 times a year. And have you had any treatment for it yet?
You know, I've been to physical therapy. I've had dry needling, which made it worse. I've acupuncture. None of that stuff has helped, and it really is intense from the minute I wake up until I go to sleep.
Yeah. It gets. Is it better when you lie down at night, though?
Yes.
Maria, so I think it just certainly sounds like neuralgia parasthenica, and you've already tried what I call the hands-on treatments, and it's not getting better. So it's time to come in and we need to take a look at you and probably start out with something simple like a lidocaine and cortisone injection in the area. We do that under ultrasound. It's fairly straightforward. And we want to see what you get with that first and foremost. Sometimes the cortisone injection might be all you need, but, you know, we don't know that for sure. We have to do that. But that's obviously the first step in my opinion. So you got to start with that. And we've had great success with this condition. Once in a while, we don't have the things in the toolbox. We have to make a referral to like a neurosurgeon, but that's rare. I mean, that's one out of 10. The vast majority of the time, we're able to basically cure the problem with the toolbox that we have. So, I'm feeling fairly confident that we can help you.
Is this common in somebody's thin? I'm very thin. Is it common?
It's more common in obese people. You're absolutely right. And it's a little unusual in somebody who's thin. So that's why there's nothing, there's no substitute for seeing you in person, because there's other conditions that can masquerade as Morales of parasthetica. And we would need to, you know, if there's any question, have you had a lumbar spine MRI, for example?
I haven't had an MRI, I just had x-rays.
Yeah. You know, if there's any doubt, if we did the injection and you didn't get any pain relief, then I would say, okay, now we got to work ourselves upstream a little bit and maybe take a look at, maybe order a lumbar spine MRI to see if there is, in fact, a pinched nerve upstream, so to speak, that's kind of masquerading as Moralgia parasthetica. But, and that's the kind of stuff we do. It's the sleuthing work that I kind of enjoy doing because I just get a kick out of it. That's a good thing. It's not unusual for patients that come to us to have seen already 8 or 9 specialists. So, and I don't know how many therapists you've seen already, or people or doctors, but this would not be an unusual situation at all.
Okay, well, you answered my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You betcha, Maria. Good.
Thank you for calling in, Dan. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, Dan, this is kind of fun. You just told a little story that we hear all the time at Longevity. Some of your patients come to you. You're their last resort sometimes.
Yeah.
And they've seen a lot.
But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Pete. So, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure Marie is still listening, and others that are struggling with any kind of pain. If it's ongoing pain keeping you from sleeping or from enjoying life, walking, running, whatever, Dr. Dan Nelson, I'm telling you, he's the guy. He's who I go to, I'll tell you. And again, his number is 425-823-4000. And you're pretty much, even though you took the day off yesterday, you're pretty much back in business now. The governor has let you open your doors wide. Is that not right?
Absolutely. We are 100% unshackled from the state government and able to see any and all patients, of course, using all CDC precautions from the moment you walk in the door. So people can feel safe when they come to our clinic at Pro Ortho, and we'll take good care of them. So, yeah, absolutely. It's good to have that feeling that at least we're wide open as of next week. So that's a good feeling.
Terrific. And again, the number for Dr. Dan Nelson, just call, make an appointment, 425-823-4000. And Dan, I'm assuming with my knee situation, you've helped me with my low back and my neck, and now you're going for my knee. It will be the trifecta for you and my knee here. So I'll
right.
I'll wait to hear from you early in the week, Dan. Thanks so much.
That sounds good, Pete. I'll be on it, and we'll be in touch for sure.
Thanks a lot. That's Dr. Dan Nelson, 425-823-4000. Don't just stay in pain. In the vast majority of cases, he can do something about it. That is good news. Let's go to a break, and when we come back, we will talk with Mark in Lakewood. And then we will talk to you, because you're going to call with your questions at 800-465-8770. We have 3 lines open right now. So you call, get in line at 800-465-8770. Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot. With me in the studio, Dr. Jerry Mixon, the founder and chief medical officer of Longevity. And we started, or he started, Longevity in 1998.
I did indeed.
Oh, my golly.
Got an email this morning.
Okay.
He simply said, "Where's Samira?"
Okay. We're trying to get her back.
Yeah, she's missed. And so,
we're working on her schedule to get her back in here.
Yeah.
And I don't know when that's, I don't know it's going to happen next Saturday, but sooner the better.
You got it. We'll get her here pretty quick again.
All right. Hey, let's go to Lakewood and talk with Mark. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I always appreciate your time. I have a question about my wife. She went in to get her physical about 2-3 weeks ago. And the one thing that came out when she came out of the office is that when they tried to check, you know, how you take the hammer and on your knee and your knee moves and so on, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And so he checked a couple of other things and said, something's wrong with your nerves. And so she went in right after that to take a blood test. And when we saw the doctor said the B6 vitamin was really, mm-hmm. really high. In fact, he said it was extremely high, but yet she doesn't take supplements for B6. She hasn't for a very, very long time.
That's
and
odd.
So we're trying to figure out, I mean, her, what she eats is, would be like vegetables and salads and rarely meat or anything of that nature. And so we're kind of perplexed as to what would cause that.
Yeah, that is perplexing. Does she have paresthesias, you know, altered sensation in her feet and hands?
Well, the one thing she's been noticing in the last few months is that her legs feel real heavy. Like when she goes up the stairs to the second floor, she says it's really heavy. And the other thing she noticed is that her balance is not the same as it used to be. A little bit of imbalance there. But the doctor did say that was possibly related to the B6.
Yes, it can be. Yeah, B6 toxicity. The classic presentation is what we call stocking glove distribution paresthesias. In other words, the feet up to the ankles and the hands get numb or tingly and clumsy. Balance, coordination problems are common. Diffuse muscle weakness in extreme cases, which would explain her heavy legs, where she's really, if the muscles are not being well innervated, the muscles fibers are not responding well because the nerves are not sending the signals to respond. So all of that fits reasonably well with a B6 toxicity. The question is, where the heck is it coming from? This just doesn't make sense. She's not on, she's not on a B complex supplement of any kind.
No, she did take a B complex, but she quit it maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And she takes, we're both retired, and the only vitamins she take is like she would take is a fish oil, vitamin D, and her AREDS 2, and that's it.
Okay.
And so we're trying to figure it out, and we thought, well, because what we understand is getting this high doses of B6 is almost impossible from food, especially if it's vegetables.
Yes, it is. B vitamins are fat soluble. So they're, usually we're in animals and meats, not so much in veggies. All right. This is one of those that we call stump the doctor. I don't know where this is coming from.
Yeah. The only other thing I could say is for some time, she is having a very hard time sleeping. She can't get to sleep till maybe 2 or 3, maybe sleeps 3-4 hours, and that's it. And then she may go back to sleep and get up later, but that's not always. I don't know if that's part of this B situation.
Yeah. Huh. And they actually ran a B6 study on her, not just a B12.
No, well, it was specifically B6. She has some extra. She requested certain things in the test to be done, and it said B6 was the problem. Everything else seems to be fine on her. Of course, her cholesterol is a little higher, and that's about it. Everything else is right in line of where it's supposed to be. Now, could be something related to the thyroid. She's been having a lot of problems with her thyroid.
Well, I mean, the thyroid function can make you tired, can give you, you know, neurologic issues, but it shouldn't raise your B6. I've never heard of somebody that had a B6 elevation or toxic reaction without taking a significant amount of B6 as a supplement. This is a doctor or, you know, nutritionist's caused disease 99.9% of the time. It's for some reason people believe they need more B vitamins and they load themselves up with a B complex and it's got a lot of B6 in it. And, you know, that's what causes the problem. And the answer is usually just stop it. And over the course of the next several weeks, it goes away. And your B6 levels come down. I guess one other thing that occurs to me, and that is repeat the B6. Mm. Repeat that test. One of my adages is nothing done to or by humans is perfect. We get mistakes. And that includes laboratory testing. If the laboratory test doesn't make any sense, there's usually something wrong with the test, and I'd repeat it as my first step. And because she could have a some other neurologic disorder, and we are trying to blame it on B6 when that she has no good reason to have a high B6. So first, double check and make sure her B6 is truly high. And if it isn't, then we better start looking for other neurologic problems to give us an answer.
Okay, so is there just ask the doctor for something that concentrates on B6, or is there a certain term or name for that blood test?
You order a B6, a B6 test. It's a little on the pricey side. You know, the B12 test is, I don't know, $30 or $40 or something. The B6 test is about $250. So, you know, most of the time we don't do a B6 study unless there's a neurologic disorder that we're looking for an answer. But yeah, they just do a vitamin B6 study. It's a specific test for that particular B vitamin.
So, any suggestions other than redoing this test? What the next steps we should do to find out what's wrong?
That's always the first step, and then you know if it turns out that the B6 test comes back normal, you know, within an acceptable range, and we know that this is not caused by B6, then we want to start doing nerve conduction studies of her legs. We want to do an MRI of her brain. We want to start looking for other reasons for her to have neurologic disorders.
Okay.
But first step, make sure that that abnormal test is a valid test and not a laboratory glitch.
Yeah, and I've heard you talk, Jerry, over the years that every once in a while, these tests, there's just this ring right out of the blue. Yeah.
The machines are very, very good, but the reality is once in a while something goes bip when it should have gone bop and you get a result that simply makes no sense.
That's right.
And then you go back and repeat the test and it says, no, that's not true after all.
Yeah.
So that's anytime you've got a lab test that doesn't fit the patient or doesn't make sense, repeat the lab test. That's always should be your first step.
You bet. Yeah. Mark, well, hopefully
she's never
that
had
helps.
Before.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
well, thank you for your time.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Renton and talk with Sylvia. Sylvia, we're glad you called in.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
My family is interesting. My sisters are like my dad, and I'm more like my mother. And both my sisters had premenopausal breast cancer and radical mastectomies, and it was a big, long mess. So anyway, my sister that I'm asking about said that she has never taken estrogen, And I don't remember if she said she was told never to because her cancer liked estrogen and would feed on it. And the cancer, by the way, was years and years ago. So anyway, now at this time in her life, she's interested in testosterone supplementation, I think, because working out in her yard, she has found that she has lost muscle. And I don't know if testosterone is ever supplemented all by itself or whatever. Anyway, so I thought I would call you and ask you about whether all the hormones are given together or not at all, and what to do.
Well, obviously, which hormones you want to give an individual patient depends on that patient, on their history and on their needs. And yes, there are some excellent studies with significant testosterone supplementation in women that have had breast cancers in the past. And it has, in fact, lowered their risk of breast cancer reoccurrence.
Oh, that's nice.
And improves a significant number of findings. It improves mood, sleep. They get stronger. They get more energetic. They often resume some of their libido and their sexual activity. Their skin gets better. Depression becomes less of an issue. You know, most people don't realize that in women, young, healthy 20-year-old women have twice as much testosterone as they have estrogen. And testosterone is the primary steroid in both men and women. And women, as their testosterone levels drop, they get they get problems. Their bones thin out. Their mood changes. Their memory changes. The testosterone supplementation in women can be of significant benefit in a lot of ways. So yes, there are women we give testosterone without estrogen. There are others we give them both. There are others we give the testosterone, progesterone, and estrogens. And remember too, estrogen is not a hormone. Estrogens are a class of hormones, and there are many different estrogens. And some estrogens actually slow the growth of breast cancers. Others don't. So, it takes a little more precision and a lot better intelligent decision making to decide which hormones to give to which people. That, of course, is what we do.
That's the whole shebang right there.
That's right.
Longevity.
So, you know, she would be, She sounds like somebody that would do well to be a patient, but you know, that's obviously up to her.
Well, that and economics.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yes, and unfortunately, I don't have enough money to treat everybody for free.
Of course, so, I understand. Yeah. It's just kind of sad that. Never mind.
No, I understand. It's. You know, it is a problem. That's actually why our clinic is the least expensive comprehensive hormone supplementation clinic that I'm aware of anywhere in the country. You know, I keep our prices as low as I possibly can in order to take this to as many people as humanly possible.
And as his marketing director, it drives me nuts, but yep. This has been his vision. His dream since the day I met him was to make what usually wealthy people were getting, but make it available to the masses.
You know, the biggest competitor for us is a company that is headquartered down in Las Vegas. Their average annual charge is six times higher than ours.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Quite frankly, from what I understand, we do a better job, but that's maybe just our pride.
We have a bias there,
but I mean, really, we try to make it available to everybody.
You know, that other company, our average total cost, laboratory, medication, supplements, doctors, the works, is around $6,000 a year, and theirs runs $26,000 to $30,000 a year.
Yeah. For the same thing.
For the same care.
And they don't have Dr. Mixon leading and teaching their doctors. I'm telling you, It is so interesting.
Yeah, so I do feel I wish I were, you know, a Koch or a Kennedy and could afford to do this as a charity, but I can't. So, all right.
Sylvia,
well, I'm glad for you in this world and near me. So, thank you.
Well, thank you.
I have benefited much from being associated with your clinic.
Well, that's good to hear, Sylvia.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You know, I'm just going to tell one more little story. We used to do a lot of seminars. If you know us, we did as many as 6 seminars a month for the last 21 years. We've stopped doing them because we have some videos online. We do the free health analysis appointments now where people can come in and sort of dip their toe into the pool to get an idea as to how warm the water is and just get a better idea. But I'll never forget one day at one of the seminars. This was probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. A lady left the seminar and she was absolutely irate, very kind of snotty about it. And she was younger, 35, 40 years old. And she said, very interesting things. If it's so good, you should make it free.
Yes, I know.
You should make it free. And she stomped off.
Well, you know, she and Bernie Sanders, you know,
yes,
made for each other. What can I tell you?
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. This is why we do the free health analysis. We tried to meet that lady halfway by doing a little bit of the measuring up front so you can get an understanding. We do the 2 free tests in our free health analysis appointment. And those 2 free tests, one is a blood and one is in the in-body. And it will give you some basic understandings as it relates to what some of your basic health risks are. It's a starting point. And it's a critical thing. And as I mentioned earlier in the program today, we did a major shuffle, just a major shuffle. And I'm happy to announce that starting in June, we have increased the number of the free health analysis appointments. The bottom line is we don't have any appointments right now. But in the second and third weeks of June, we do have about 20 appointments in each of our 3 clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. So if you would like one of those free health analysis appointments, and by the way, they come with a couple of masks. We bought a few thousand masks so we can give our patients a couple of the KN95 masks. But also, we sort of tantalize you a little bit with $100 of our longevity supplements. Any one of, we've got like 30 or 40 to choose from. Odds are you're taking one or more of them already. Why don't you come and let us give you $100 of our longevity supplements? And you make your appointment online. At least 90% of the people do that. Make your appointment online at lmclinic.com. Easy to do. Our homepage, you just click on the health analysis button there, and it'll take you to the process. I'll bet you can make the appointment in 3 minutes. It's that easy to do. Super, super easy to do at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. And if you don't have a computer, so in 5 or 10% of you don't, and that's okay. Well, you can call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. All righty. I tell you what, I have been texting the wrong person here. So I keep asking for the music.
Hope you didn't say anything too embarrassing.
No, that's right. It was to Jerry Berg. I was texting him, and I should have been texting the studio to start the music for the break because we're late. Oh, my golly, we're 7 minutes late for the break. If you would like one of our free health analysis appointments, smartest thing you may ever do. Many people will tell us a week, a month, a year later, smartest thing they ever did was make one of those health analysis appointments at lmclinic.com. If were paying attention, I was blaming poor DJ in our studio because he wouldn't start the music for the break. Well, I was texting by mistake Jerry Berg, who's in his studio doing other things for me. And I kept texting him, music, music, music. And so he said...
put another nickel in the Nickelodeon.
Yeah, he said, yeah. If you said music one more time, like music, 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 I would have started to put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. So anyway, behind the scenes, you never know what's going on here, folks. Sorry about that.
The problem is sometimes we don't know what's going on.
That's here. Right. That's right. I couldn't figure it out. Long and the short of it is, here we go. I was also just reminded that I said I was going to give you the phone number, and then I think I'm going to blame you, Jerry. You interrupted me. And
I have broad shoulders.
I didn't give the... Anyway, if you want to make that a free health analysis appointment, you do it online at lmclinic.com. And then I said, but 5 or 10% of you don't have a computer, and that's okay. You can call. And now I need to give you the number that I said you should call, but I better give it to you. 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. And again, as I said, through the second and third weeks of June only in that ballpark, really the first part of June, there are about 20 of the free health analysis appointments at each of our clinic. That's the really good news. Those are the ones that have been added that... because we rearrange virtually everything, and it's really good news. So lmclinic.com or call 866-86-YOUNG. Let's go to Shoreline and talk to Ginny. Ginny, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Good morning.
Ginny. Hey, Ginny. Good morning.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to thank you for 20 years of coming to your clinic. My husband and I are really happy with everything that we've received from you over the years. But oh, my main question today is, I'm looking forward to having knee replacement surgery on Wednesday, finally. And it was delayed because of the COVID, of course. And wanted to know afterward, when I'm taking all of these yucky drugs, I don't ever take drugs, so not looking forward to that part, whether I should continue with all the supplements I'm taking, as well as the creams. I take progesterone, estriol, and what's the other one? I'm missing
probably
something.
Probably testosterone.
Anyway, taking all testosterone, okay. Yes. I'm taking all three. So do okay. I just continue as I've been doing it?
Yes. And, I mean, okay. you'll need to stop for a day or so in the hospital. But once they discharge you, you can go back on your medications and your supplements. Right. You might add, as soon as that knee incision is healed up, as soon as it's closed and no longer draining, you can start applying a little bit of that estriol cream to the incisions, to the scar. The estrogen applied topically to the scar will actually make it much smoother. It'll heal faster. And it'll be a lot prettier incision than if you do it without it. Okay?
Wow, that's exciting.
Yes.
Okay. And so you don't have any other suggestions other than that?
No, not really. Generally, okay. When we're trying to heal up, bones that have been sawn in half.
Right.
If we run the testosterone and the estrogen a little bit high, it often helps.
Okay.
You might talk to your doctor and see, if they want to raise your doses slightly for your recovery period. The testosterone stimulates osteoblasts to help grow new bone. And so as you're trying to grow new bone to integrate to that artificial matrix there, the higher testosterone helps that. Okay. And then the higher estrogen just gives you prettier, less scarring with your healing.
So. Right. Okay.
All right.
I'll call him and ask him that. Okay.
Sounds great. Good.
Thank
you, Ginny.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care, my dear.
Bye-bye. There you go. Okay. Let's go to Kathy in Kent. Kathy, we're glad you called.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a question regarding peripheral neuropathy, which I believe I've had for about 3 years. but my EMG tests were negative. And I just want your opinion about what I can do, because it seems like it's increasing in sight. And I have a family history. My father had it extremely badly, to the point where now he can't walk because of the pain.
Oh, dear.
So that's my question.
Okay. You're having pain as opposed to just altered sensation?
No, I have both. So I have numbness, and I have pain, and I have itching, and I, you know, that kind of the whole symptoms that you see that are usually listed.
Okay.
So it started out with numbness in a forearm, and then it went to a calf, and, you know, it just kind of keeps going.
Okay. Started in the forearm first, though. That's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, you know, normally these things occur far distal. They start in the toes and work up the foot and then the ankle. When you get these spotty lesions, you get it in your forearms or your back or your shoulders or something, then I worry something else may be going on. You know, you want to make sure you don't have a demyelinating disease, something like a low-grade multiple sclerosis developing. So I'd get a good neurologist to evaluate you just for safety's sake.
I do have rheumatoid for almost 40 years and osteo.
Okay. So you got some autoimmune diseases going on.
Mm-hmm.
So your body
right.
is attacking itself. All right. Do you have any idea how much insulin resistance you may have?
No.
Okay. you know, frequently people will develop altered sensations, or peripheral neuropathies, years before they become diabetic. The high levels of insulin resistance, in which your insulin levels are going higher and higher, even if your blood sugars are staying down, but the elevated insulin from insulin resistance can trigger peripheral neuropathies. And so one of the things we try to do is to get a feel for where that is. We do a fasting insulin to see where your insulin is when you have had nothing to eat for 6 or 8 hours. And then we give you a glucose load, 75 grams of glucose. 30 minutes later, we check both your sugar and your insulin to see how high your insulin goes with a sugar challenge. And then how high that insulin allows your sugar to rise. And that can give us a very good feel for how much insulin resistance you've got by looking at your baseline fasting insulin plus your challenged insulin.
Do regular general practice doctors do that?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I can't answer other people's decisions.
Okay.
But, you know, I admit when I was a family doctor, I didn't do it either.
Is that because you were not taught how to do it, or why?
It's not one of the standard protocols. It's just not something that is generally done. Generally, as a family doctor, you wait till they become diabetic, and then you treat the diabetes. And in this practice, our goal is to predict who is at risk of becoming a diabetic 5 or 10 years from now, and intervening before the disease develops, which is why I say we are the ultimate preventive medicine clinic.
Right.
Our goal is not to let you get sick. I want you functioning as well as humanly possible, instead of just treating diseases. But that would be, you know, that would be my biggest thought in you. Whether you've got some sort of genetic inherited neurologic disorder, which if that's the case, you really need a workup by a first-rate neurologist, or whether it is something more prosaic, like paresthesias triggered by insulin resistance.
Yeah.
And it could be either at this point.
But we do that pretty regularly.
We do it with every new patient.
Yeah.
100% of our new patients get evaluated that way.
Rather critical.
Well, that certainly gives me information I hadn't gotten anyplace else.
Well, good. That's what we're here for. All right. So
there you go, Kathy.
Short of having my docs do an evaluation on you, there's not much else I can offer. So
okay, I will be seeing you.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Kathy sounds like a perfect candidate to come in for a free health analysis appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, classic, perfect candidate. And if you don't measure, you don't know, we can at least start that measurement process.
Yep.
And so she can understand what some of her basic risk factors are. Maybe you are in that boat as well. If so, again, this was such good news. On Thursday, I got the news that Seth and Michelle, you, Jerry, Bea, and everybody sort of did a major reorganization of the schedule and some staffing issues. We now have, through the third week of June, 20. At least we did when we started the show an hour and a half ago, 45 minutes ago. We have about 20 of the free health analysis appointments in the second and third weeks of June. A little far out, we apologize, but they're there, and you can grab one. And you not only get the two free tests, but you get the masks that are free, KN95 masks, and you also get $100 of longevity supplements. Talk about an incentive. I encourage you to do it at lmclinic.com. We'll be right back. We'll talk with Mark in Puyallup. Has a question about asthma. How about that? We'll be right back. Fifty-four minutes past the hour, you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. And Jerry, I am proud of myself because during one of our previous calls with the nice lady that is having her knee replaced, it just made me think. Now, she's maybe already done all of her necessary studies and checked with all kinds of doctors. But it's interesting that Dr. Dan Nelson, that we're so impressed with at Pro Ortho, says that about 75% of knee replacements
are unnecessary.
Yeah,
the orthopedic surgeons do them because where they were trained, that was the only option.
Yeah.
But a high percentage of people can actually regenerate enough cartilage and repair enough of the damage in the joint that they don't really need that.
That's right.
In fact, I know of at least one orthopedic surgeon who has said that in the next 10 or 15 years,
he'll be out of business.
Yeah, knee replacements will be, you know, too passe. Nobody will want them anymore. Now, obviously, there are some people that have had such terrible damage to their joint that there is no choice. But, you know, if you can regrow that cartilage and repair the inflammatory damage that's been done.
Four doctors told me I couldn't do anything about my annular tears.
Yeah.
They literally told me that, Jerry.
Yes, I know.
And Dan
fixed it for
and
you.
And Dan fixed it. I'm golfing. I won't go there. But to know that 75% of the knees, and the reason I said I'm proud of myself, I didn't want to upset the lady and say, oh, you shouldn't, you know, don't do it. She's going in Wednesday. But I am telling the rest of you, at least, if you've been told that magic phrase, you have bone on bone, which is almost never true, but it sells a lot of knee replacements, you ought to do yourself a huge favor and at least give Dan Nelson a call. Go in and see him and let him determine whether you are a candidate for stem cell therapy, for example. And if you are, great. You'll save yourself such a world of recovery, pain, and hassle, and nuisance. And it's very inexpensive compared to all the costs and money. So anyway, I just thought I'd point that out for those of you who have been told that bone on bone, whether it's your knee, your hip, your shoulder, your elbow, what have you. You really owe it to yourself to give Dan Nelson a call. His office again is 425-823-4000. If you don't measure, you don't know, that applies to Dan too. Go in, let him figure it out for you. See if you are a candidate. 425-823-4000. Mark in Puyallup is next. Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, doctor, for taking my call. In regards to asthma, I started taking Fasenra yesterday, my first dose. But I want to know specifically, are there any kind of vitamins or supplements, juices, whatever, that I can look into that might help me out a little bit?
For asthma? No, I wish. Boy, can you tell me a little more about your asthma? Tell me, what are the triggers? How long have you had it? What's going on?
Yeah, so I was, I'm allergic to dog hair and to dust.
Okay.
And so I really try to keep the dust under control where I live. I had pneumonia about a year ago, and everything kind of went downhill from there. And they had a hard time diagnosing it, but they did finally come to, you know, the conclusion it was asthma. And, you know, I do a lot of research online and looking for different things, but, you know, everything from vitamin C to vitamin D, you know, it just goes on. But it'd be nice to know that, hey, maybe some people are deficient in some area, and if they up their dose in a vitamin, it might provide them a little bit of relief. I'm just kind of throwing it out there.
Okay. Well, see, your problem is Fasenra is approved for severe eosinophilic asthma, which is a specific form of asthma. And it is something that is triggered as a consequence of allergic reactions. But, oops, Pete is telling me we have less than 1 minute to go.
We've got about 30
yeah.
seconds.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, go in, take a look at Fasenra, look at the indications of it. You can find it online. They talk about the Windward study, which is what got it approved. And then if you can find us on the next hour, go to our website, look and see where we are next hour. Give me a call back. We'll chat about this.
Yeah, call us the next hour. In fact, we'll put you on hold right now, Mark. We'll put you on hold, and DJ in the studio will give you the number, the toll-free number to call in for the next hour. The rest of you, you want to find us from 10 to noon? Go to lmclinic.com. Make one of those health analysis appointments, but click on the podcast button at the top, and it'll show you where we are for the next 2 hours. Have a good rest of your weekend.
This is Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho and Conquering Your Pain. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we are holding off on our regular Saturday 11 a.m. broadcast, but we are still seeing patients both in person and remotely using telehealth technology. We offer state-of-the-art interventional pain services, including stem cell therapy for shoulder, hip, and knee arthritis, as well as for chronic low back and neck pain. Call us today at 425-823-4000 or visit our website, conqueringyourpain.com.